time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
Thanks for checking in. We're live in Las Vegas. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard here at the South Point Sportsbook. Michael Lombardi is going to join the program coming up in 5 minutes. We'll get his talking points, his bullet points from yesterday, reaction to week three in the NFL, and who he likes tonight. Great Monday night football game with the Ravens laying 3.5 at home to KC and the champs. Total is 54.5. We will do week four look-ahead numbers coming up in 35 minutes. But I want to throw one number at you real quick.
Yep. Real quick, going back to what you said earlier about this is the NBA and no lead safe, and it's also very difficult to bet unders now in the NFL. I got carried out on those two games I mentioned. 6-3 Patriots. Where is it? 6-3 Patriots. A minute left till halftime. Two touchdowns before half.
Yeah, late.
3-3 Eagles Bengals. Almost approaching halftime. And they get now one game flies over, but then people are saying the Bengal game was a tough beat too, because you can't. It's 3-3 late in the first half. Right. It's not, you know, crazy to say okay, they can play 10 minutes without somebody scoring.
Yeah.
No, so I mean, the fact that they're I don't think that's that bad of a beat. Saying well, the game stayed under in the Cincinnati game when you see
ties happen.
Yeah, sure,
they exist.
Sure. Yeah.
But let me give you one number here. So Indy plays at Chicago this week. Chicago somehow, some way, they're 3-0. My God, they could very easily be 1-2. They host the Colts. Colts at 2-1. That's a team that could very easily be 3-0. Remember, week one, they outgained Jacksonville by more than 200 yards and they lost the game.
No, they should be.
What would you make Colts 2-1 at 3-0 Bears?
If Foles, well, who's the quarterback? If it's Foles, I make the Bears 3.
The other way.
That's ridiculous.
Colts are 3.
Oh, no. No.
This is a different team with Nick Foles.
Yes, absolutely. They have weapons.
What's the number if it's Trubisky?
They have a ton. Now, the Cohen thing's big, but they have a ton of weapons.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's won a Super Bowl.
And got back to the playoffs the next year.
It was not Wentz. And people love to bash him for whatever reason.
I don't get it.
Okay, so where did he struggle? St. Louis.
Jeff Fisher, by the way.
Right. Okay, and then it didn't work out in Jacksonville, but he got hurt. He got hurt, and then, he struggled. But look where he was at. Terrible. He was in St. Louis and Jacksonville. When he's in a good situation, Super Bowl, playoff wins, 27-2, touchdown INT ratio.
Sure. And by the way, so he hurt the collarbone last year, then came back later in the season, and people were saying, well, he didn't play well. He's coming off a collarbone, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
And the fluke year with Chip Kelly, I've said this over and over and over again. People bash Chip Kelly. Terrible in Philadelphia. Terrible as an NFL coach. 27-2 touchdown to INT ratio. Never happens. Total fluke. None of those guys get credit for that year. Like, it never existed.
Well, let's look at the resume here. So they lose at Jacksonville, and Rivers doesn't play well, and the defense doesn't play well. And then they beat the Vikings, who can't stop anything right now, and they beat the Jets.
Beat the Jets.
So who cares? I mean, you're at home as well. Now, I mean, I know what you could say about the Bears, but everything to your point, it's a completely different offense now with this guy in there. I mean, again, look at what Chase Daniel was doing when they put him in there.
Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, efforting Michael Lombardi here on today's show in this spot. Now, you're right, and there's another one that opened up. The look ahead was Saints -5.5 at Detroit. Down to 3.5 now, the way it looks. That was based on that number existed, I think, you know, that was posted before the Lions actually finished off the Cardinals yesterday late, and that game last night even started. So
I do like Arizona. I think Murray will bounce back, and I think that was more about bad Los Angeles than great Carolina. You know, I just think Arizona's too good. Murray just had a bad game. Too many turnovers.
So the two most obvious plays this week for survivor pools, if you haven't played the Ravens yet, they're laying 2 touchdowns basically against Washington. The other game would be the Rams now.
Oh, boy. There are a couple hide the women and children games. That's one of them. If Haskins turns the ball over again and is throwing silly interceptions, it's going to get out of control. And another one, too, oh boy, if Danny Dimes is turning it over, This Rams offense, to do that against Buffalo's defense?
Right.
They were carving them up in the second. They couldn't stop them in the second.
Goff was great.
And they were going tempo, fast. Good job by McVay. That could get out of control,
too, and
if the Giants turn it over.
Aaron Donald, I mean, Captain Obvious here, he was a man amongst boys yesterday again, dominating that Buffalo offensive line and, you know, wreaking havoc on Josh Allen. How is this Giants offensive line going to slow him down at all? I feel sorry for Daniel Jones going into this game.
I mean, look, Mullins, 343, okay? The Giants can't move the ball. That's always big to me when I'm watching all these games, college or pro. Can you do you struggle to move the ball even in garbage time?
Oh, absolutely.
That's an alarming thing. Mm-hmm. When you're getting blown out and it's just soft coverage and, okay, we're just going to give you the stuff underneath and we're going to – you still can't get first downs and move it. But for Danny Dimes to have a buck 70 and the interception, and the 49ers are a mass unit and they rout them. Rout them.
They are down 11 starters, Paul.
Oh, God.
11 starters and they win that game. Incredible. Michael Lombardi joins the program now. You can get the Lombardi line weekdays, Monday through Friday at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. He also does it on the weekends as well. Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm feeling great. Thank you. How are you guys?
Great.
Doing really well. Really well. Let's start with that game. Kyle Shanahan, I mean, up against it like that. What a job by him, huh? Down like 11 starters in the game. But at this point, I mean, I'll tell you, in both teams in that market, the Jets and the Giants, which team is worse?
Well, I mean, if you go back to 2017 and you combine the records of the two teams, they're 28-74 since 2017. All right, the Giants are 12-39, and the Jets are 16-35. I was just getting ready to tweet that out. I mean, the Giants, everybody thinks it's Gettleman's fault in New York. It's John Mara runs the New York Football Giants, the president of the team. This is his creation. This is his mess, and he's got to clean it up. And the Jets have just been disorganized forever, and you know, look, they have no talent on the Jets team. The quarterback, I thought, was going to be a much better pro player than he ends up being. He turns the ball over like a machine, you know. And so it's not good football in New York, there's no doubt.
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, the Darnold stuff, I know he made a great pass last week against the 49ers for a touchdown, but how year three of this guy now, how are you still making some of those passes? It's just so alarming to me.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at the roster, I mean, who's he throwing to?
I know.
It's really, and they have no identity, and they're behind so far, no matter what they do. I'm sure, you know, he's going to get every benefit of the doubt, but they are in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes, let's face it. I mean, the Giants, both New York teams are dead square in the face of the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes, and they should behave accordingly.
I think you're spot on with that. Sure. I think we beat a dead horse with you every single Monday talking about the Eagles at this point, but you've been ahead of the curve with this team, mm-hmm. with Wentz's play and also Peterson. What we were trying to figure this out in the first hour of the show, Michael, what was Peterson doing at the end of that game there in overtime?
Well, you know, he went in, you got it. You have to listen to the show here in Philadelphia. It's the Eagles show after the game, and they have Ray Dittiger, Hall of Fame writer. They've got Barrett Brooks, a journeyman left tackle, and then they got Seth Joyner, and they break down the game. And then Doug comes on and gives his take on what he did. And, you know, he felt really comfortable at the 58-yarder. And then he didn't really feel good at the 63-yarder. And no one asked him, like, Doug, your play calling when you were at 58, you're behaving like you had a chip shot field goal. You had two runs in the direct runs into the line.
Yep.
And he was scared. And you know, in fairness, he was scared to death that Wentz was going to take a sack. That's ultimately – now, he didn't say that. That's ultimately why he ran the ball twice to set up a 58-yard field goal. Everybody in Philly – At that junction, they're all screaming, you got to try the 63-yarder. Because for some reason, people in Philadelphia think this kid can make a field goal from anywhere on the field. You know, like, and it was hilarious yesterday. I don't know if you guys noticed it, but the TV broadcast put the make it field goal line at like 58 yards. Like, seriously, you know, and then Doug said, well, the wind's behind him. You know, well, the wind was behind him at 58. Wouldn't you try the 63? Is it that much of a difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If the wind was there, you know, I don't know. Like, for me, it was – I mean, look, you sacked their quarterback 28 times. You basically – you're in third down 21 times in the game. Now, fans have to understand that when you're in third down that many times, you're making no explosive plays. because it's 2 yards, it's a horse and buggy offense. 4 yards, 3 yards.
Yeah.
And that's what the Eagles are. I mean, Deshaun gets hurt again. That's a shock. Jason Peters got hurt again. That's another shock, right? And, you know, the receivers, they drafted a backup quarterback in the second round. This is the arrogance of how well they thought their team was.
Yep.
They don't have a good team. They're 19, 18, and 1 since the Super Bowl. Wentz is 14, 16, and 1 since the Super Bowl season.
What's happened to him? What's going on with the decision-making? I mean, I know you said guys are out, but look, it doesn't matter who's out in Green Bay. Rodgers moves the ball. What's going on with Wentz? What do you see?
I see a guy that really has no comfortability within the offense. And if you said to me, what's their offensive identity? I don't know it. They don't try to run the ball. You know, they have no real run game. They've got no power in their offense. You know, they haven't been good since Frank Wright left. You know, let's be real clear. They have not been good since Frank Wright left. Their offense has gone downhill. Carson Wentz's career has gone downhill when Frank Wright took that job. Now, they've changed offensive staffs, right? Paulie and Mitch, they have 12 offensive coaches on their offensive staff. Eisenhower invaded Normandy with less people. He planned that invasion with less people. And they got 12 offensive coaches.
That's a great line. Hey, don't you think the Cowboys, like by default, Michael, have to win that division going away? And they're no great
shakes.
The Cowboys
have to. I mean, I was 0-3 yesterday and had two bad beats. As Joe Pesci's character says on Goodfellas, it's what it is. But for me to lose that Dallas game, I had Dallas in 5. To lose that game is criminal, right? To lose the Atlanta game, MVP Mitch couldn't wait to just kill me, right? I've been bitching about him for so long. It was his payday to me, right? I mean, I'm up 26-12. With 10 minutes to go in the game, I lose. I'm up 26-16 with 6 minutes, and I lose. But I think Dallas doesn't really understand how bad they are on defense. And Dallas can't play 33 minutes of defense. That's what they did yesterday. Now, Wilson's fabulous. Don't get me wrong. But they have got to set their team around controlling the football. Dak's got to be able to run a little bit more. And Zeke's got to be able to carry it more than 16 times, and he's got to be able to set the tone of the game. And I think that's really the problem with Dallas' offense. If Dallas doesn't realize we're not good enough on defense to play, they're really mistaken, because the last 3 weeks they've been horrendous on offense, on defense. And they can't win it with their offense because their offense doesn't get enough time to play. The defense is on the field too long. Look, Seattle's tremendous. Don't get me wrong. This guy's remarkable. And we've woken up a sleeping giant in Seattle. I mean, last year the Seahawks were 29th in the National Football League in passing attempts in the first half. And we've woken him up now, and now all of a sudden we've got a monster up there, and no one's going to be able to stop him.
But you can't be serious bringing Quinn back. I mean, how can this continue to happen, blowing these huge leads? It's all on Quinn.
I think it's a byproduct of Super Bowl 51. I mean, look, he's got 26-12. They overturned that, and they gave him the right call in the interception in the end zone. Okay, that was the right call. Now he gets the ball back. He's up 12. He runs it twice. Okay, he's trying to burn a wall clock. Can't get a first down. Then he punts it back. Foles comes back. He scores. Now it's 26-16 with 6 minutes to go in the game, and he goes into two passes incomplete. Another incomplete pass, and Chicago gets the ball back at 26-16 with 5 minutes to go in the game. And he's got no offense. I mean, he doesn't understand how to close a game out. He doesn't understand we need to keep scoring. Once Foles went in that game, you had to say to yourself, fellas, they're going to be a different offense, because we no longer can rely on MVP Mitch to hold back their offense. They're going to actually be able to throw the ball now. You know, I mean, Mitch had 128 yards. He was 1-for-6 in the first half. I mean, seriously, you know, you knew it had it. Now, how about this? Don't you guys love this? Matt Nagy says he's going to think it over on the plane ride home and decide today who he's going to. Seriously, Matt, what are you thinking about, Matt? Tell me.
Yeah. Oh, he loses the locker room if he goes back to Mitch. He'll lose the locker room. He will.
He definitely will lose. He said, I just had a feeling I needed to make a change. Seriously? You had a feeling? You've been watching this guy for 3 years. I've had a feeling you needed to make a change for 3 years.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. On fire, the great Michael Lombardi. For all the money, Paulie and Mitch Veasan. Well, how about Josh? That's the other thing, and another indictment of Trubisky. Look how well Josh Allen's playing.
It really is. I mean, look, I've been wrong on Josh Allen. Josh Allen's accuracy has improved this offseason. My hat's off to him. I mean, he's made, you know, he was wild. He was the wild thing for a long time. Yesterday, he's made enough throws, and I got to attribute it to Brian Daboll. Daboll's done a really good job of creating an offense around what he does well, you know. And look, the Rams didn't punt in the game. They did not punt in the game. They missed the field goal. They lost it on downs. They had an interception. They lose that game and didn't punt.
Yep. Who do you like tonight in this great matchup, and what do you think the keys to the game are?
You know, I like Baltimore tonight. I really do. I heard there was a heavy, heavy Las Vegas hitter that went heavy on Baltimore at 3 on Monday. And really, he's one of those guys that moves the line. I think it moved up to 3.5 after he made that bet. But for me, I think Baltimore's got to control this ball. I think Baltimore,
yep.
I think the missing link here on Kansas City is they're not as good as they were at the end of the year on defense. And I think Lamar's got to be able to control it. I think you got to limit Mahomes to 26 minutes with the football. And you can't let the ball get thrown over your head. The last time they played, Baltimore had their JV defense out there. And they got beat by it. And it hurt them. And the Chiefs really were. But you can't let the Chiefs work the ball down the field. You got to get the Chiefs into at least 12 or more third downs. If not, they're making too many explosive plays. It's hard to keep up. You've got to keep it away from Mahomes.
Can't wait to watch it tonight. You're a big NBA guy as well. Do you like Miami's chances at all to beat the Lakers?
I do. I just think they're tough. They're gritty. They've got enough size to match up, you know, and I think their wings are really good. And look, let's face it. If the Lakers shoot less than that, they shoot in that 45% error mark, you can beat the Lakers. I mean, the Nuggets couldn't beat them because the Nuggets couldn't hold them. I mean, you're not going to beat the Lakers when they're shooting 48 to 52% from the field. You're just not going to beat them when they do that. You got to get them and play defense on them and make it hurt to where that, and that wasn't Denver's game. I think they can. I think Boston will, I think Miami will play defense on them. I think Miami will make them work for it. They've got enough size on the perimeter to handle it. Look, I think it'll be back and forth, but they can match them, and they just got to limit how well they shoot. I think that's going to be the key, because when they go to the line, we know they're going to shoot 70% from the line, the Lakers, and that's what you got to count on.
Yep. Michael, great spot. Love talking to you. Have a good week.
Thanks, guys.
All yep, right. There you go.
Plus. Yeah, I agree with them. I mean, you look at the defense. Baltimore's third at Football Outsiders. Kansas City's 23rd. But the bugaboo's been the last couple of years. You can run on them. And that's, you keep Mahomes off the field, and that's, you know, Baltimore run. But again, back to the one seed, because the only the one seed gets a bye now, changing the format. They play, imagine if KC loses tonight. They play the Patriots. They come here. They go to Buffalo. They go to Tampa. They go to New Orleans. And then you'd be two back, essentially, with a loss tonight.
Yep.
So I'm with him. I like the Ravens, too. But,
you know,
A-plus, everything. If you can take a victory lap on the Eagles, on these stupid 50-yard field goal tries to keep the guys keep missing, which leads to points on the other end.
And hopefully on the Bears.
MVP Mitch, yes. Yep. I got to think it over. Think it over, please.
What a comment that is. Huh. I know the Buccaneers lost in week 1 to the Saints.
I had a feeling.
Yeah, in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, though, I mean,
he looked good. Tom looked good yesterday.
He looked good. Yeah, he did.
Yep.
Yeah. I had some questions after
Gronk,
week 2.
Gronk got involved.
There was a Gronk sighting.
Love that.
But when they're healthy on offense, look yep. at the receivers he has. Godwin, Evans, mm-hmm. they were great yesterday. Evans had, he's got, I believe Mike Evans, the stat on him this year is he has 3 1-yard touchdown receptions already.
Yeah. Well, the other thing
he had
was.
He had two catches yeah. for 2 yards and 2 scores.
Well, remember, Driscoll moved the ball against Pittsburgh. Almost pulled the upset. He was lousy. They couldn't do anything yesterday. Yep. And then he got it, and they got
I wish I could have yesterday back.
Injury.
Because
yeah.
I did have the Broncos involved, and that was one of my plays in last man standing. Plus 6.5. It was also like a good number. But
where are you at now?
I have one left.
Me too.
Titans just took, I mean.
I had the Titans on one, yep. Falcons on another. And that Dallas, I mean, yeah, if you grab 5, that's a tough beat. Now, you could come back and say Metcalf up 15, but right there you figure Seattle's just going to kick the field goal.
If you
touchdown, and there's the 2.
But then it also, if you grabbed 5.5, it comes down to the 2-point conversion.
Yeah. Yep, that's
which,
true.
Of course, Seattle converts to make it a 7-point margin then.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tough.
So it's not good. Last man was a bad week. But that the stuff on Driscoll, right, it's like, okay, the Steelers' defense did not really slow him down. Denver almost won that game. But then the Buccaneers, they have a week to prepare for that guy. It's not going to be Lock and... He looked horrible yesterday.
What does Kramer say? These losses stay with me. They linger. I mean, I got the text from John and our guys in Philly. If the Falcons cover, we're top 10 in the contest.
Yeah, losses like that really bother me.
We're top 10, and we got a shot at the quarterly. You know, only talking about $1 million here, you know, only six figures, you know.
Yep.
No big deal.
Yep.
God.
We will get into tonight's Monday Night Football battle up next with some of the player props. Mahomes' history against the Ravens, man, it is a good one.
Here in New Jersey, Iowa, or Indiana, PointsBet is right there for you with all your favorite sports. See for yourself with faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards. As always, PointsBet's offering tons of promotions bettors actually care about, like odds and parlay boosters, as well as cash out early options on selected games. Download the PointsBet app today and start betting with 100% deposit match up to $250. Sign up with code VSIN250 and deposit 250. Get an extra 250 in bonus bets. That's VSIN250. Must be 21. PointsBet, stay sharp. Doug Peterson just was on WIP. He will not make a quarterback change. Called it a knee-jerk reaction.
So some props that we have tonight for Monday Night Football. Before I tell you what Mahomes and his passing yards prop is, last couple of years for Patty Ice. Last year, they won 33-28. Yep. Remember, that was a blowout, and the Ravens came back to actually make it very interesting. He threw for 374 and three touchdowns against his defense.
Yeah, backdoor cover. Yep.
And then in 2018, they played Baltimore at home and went to overtime. They won 27-24. He threw for 377 and two scores. His passing prop tonight is 292.5 yards. That's at DraftKings. Lamar Jackson is 255.5. And we got a tweet saying that so far, first two games of the season, the Chiefs have allowed a rushing touchdown to the quarterback, and they get Lamar Jackson tonight.
Will there be a score in the final 2 minutes of the first half? Yes, $4.
Wow.
Yeah. These are great today. I mean, this is what a matchup.
Lamar's rushing prop is 62.5.
Really? Look at this. Again, Peter King, since November 15th, these teams are a combined 20-1. 17-0 in the regular season. Largest lead, 14.5, over 130. Longest touchdown, 47.5.
Okay. Lamar's rushing yards tonight, 62.5. CEH, 64.5. Ingram is 49.5. Mahomes is 17.5. But if you want to bet the over on that, you got to lay some juice. It's minus 155. Paul Charchian, in his player ratings at guillotineleagues.com, I believe he has Tyreek Hill number 2 this week. He loves him against the Ravens.
Okay.
Yards at DraftKings, 69.5 for Hill. Kelsey's also 69.5. The tight end, Mark Andrews, such a great weapon for Lamar. He's 54.5.
What if the Ravens lose and Jackson's average? Then what do we do with Jackson? At that point, he's lost every big game in his career. I mean, it's a short career, but
still. It's also the Chiefs we're talking about here.
Yeah. He's 0-2 against Mahomes.
Who's a better player? Who's a better player, Mahomes or Jackson?
Well, Mahomes.
Mahomes is a better player.
Yes.
Right.
He played well against Tennessee. They just had some silly turnovers.
He had 500 yards in that game.
Yeah, but it's, you know what I'm saying?
Though? And then,
0-2 in the playoffs. Horrible against the Chargers.
That was really bad.
0-2 against Mahomes. I mean, if he loses this, you fall to 0-3. It's like, at that point, it's like every big game you've lost.
Yeah. I'll say Mahomes is a better player, but the Ravens are a better football team.
Yes.
Like last year, if they don't lose to the Titans, and people want to mock them for scoring, 12 points, but again, like every short yardage situation went against them. 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-short, whatever it was. They could never pick up anything for some reason, but they had more than 500 yards. If they win that game, they are favored by more than a field goal at home to the Chiefs. And people forget about that. But better team overall, more talent, offense, defense. Baltimore's a better football team. They absolutely should be at least a field goal in this game, and they're 3.5 in the spot. Now, here's the thing. Now, grabbing the hook, though, with the Chiefs, with this guy, because Mahomes is never out of anything. We saw that last week. The Chargers were phenomenal on defense against him. They completely contained him, and guess what? They still lost.
Yep, they did. Right, they did an excellent job, but you got to put them away, and they didn't put them away. And then the other decisions, you know, to punt fourth and one and other business. So the other thing, this is refreshing. Two great kickers. I mean, that's been another big story. The missed field goals and these coaches trotting these guys out from 53 like it's easy, like it's a layup. And then the missing and then leading the points the other way. So who could come down to a game-winning field goal? And both, I mean, what Butker did last week was essentially hit three from 58. Yeah. 50, what he did. First one, good. Penalty, move him back. Timeout, next one, bam, good. Yeah. No, we know about Tuck. What's Tuck? Fit 90% or whatever? Close to 90% in his career as the record?
No, it's great to see refreshing kickers. I mean, that's such a big advantage in football, like in college so far. Miami's kicker has been the nuts. Same thing with Florida. Their kicker on Saturday against Ole Miss. Man, was he good. So that can be a total game, especially at the college level. If you can have a reliable guy to go out from 45 yards, huge.
Well, I thought no way the Louisiana guy was making that.
Oh, come on.
No way he made that.
Yep.
Bam.
All right, week four opening numbers in the NFL. Two double-digit boards, favorites on the board. I'm not sure they're high enough. Start your 7-day risk-free trial today with VSiN and place your next bet with confidence. Sign up today. Here is what you're going to get. Point Spread Weekly, our tremendous digital betting guide with NFL power ratings and consensus picks from our experts, 24/7 live video streaming with full replays of all VSiN shows, the college football betting guide with previews, predictions, and betting strategies, daily emails with best bets from all our shows, hosts, and guests, plus Parlay Calculator, the prop bet search engine, and Pick Tracker is on vsin.com. Go to the website today. It's vsin.com/subscribe to start your risk-free trial. That's vsin.com/subscribe. We have opening numbers for week four of the National Football League. You know, I really wasn't even joking earlier in the show when I think I'm going to record the game on Thursday night and go to bed early. Denver and the Jets, that's the Thursday night game. Oh, God.
You're going to have to stay up. I mean, this baseball schedule, this is going to be a fun 3 days.
Yep.
How about Wednesday? 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 4, 7. 8 playoff games Wednesday.
Right.
Oh.
So Denver opened up 2.5. That's still the number. Total's 40. It's going to take a lot for me to back the Jets.
I mean,
I can't do it.
Darnold's been shaky for much of his career, and now with all these guys out and with that dangerous duo here of Gase as well.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Colts opened up 2.5 at the Bears, now 3. Actually, I do see a 2.5 on the East Coast. Total is 44.5.
I could see this Bears secondary who takes it away, take it away from Rivers.
So can I.
Forcing some turnovers. Yep. Absolutely. I like the Bears if it's false. If it's false, I like the Bears. Right. And this, okay. Now, the problem is it's Patricia and their horrible defense and his game plan. But is this the same thing? It's like Oklahoma defense, Atlanta defense, Dallas defense. At some point, just unleash hell and send everybody. Just get one stop. Can you get a stop, please? But here, it's infuriating to watch last night. Every pass is in the middle of the field for 5 yards, and Green Bay's not adjusting.
Right.
I mean, school's out on Breeze here. To make him throw it longer than 10 yards.
You know what Breeze does every single play? He goes back to pass, and he's like, he's faking like he's going to go deep.
Yeah.
But he can't go deep.
No.
So he doesn't. And by the way, Michael Thomas is not a deep threat anyway. He's a possession guy. Well, he's going to average like 10, 12 yards per catch.
Dump off.
That's all it is. It's right across the middle every single play. I said this earlier. Alvin Kamara has 285 yards receiving on the year. 283 yards after catch. And he's got 27 catches. Are you bleeping me? Come on, it's always a dump off and then do your magic, Kamara. Do what you got to do. But that opened up 5.5 was too high. Now down to 3.5.
Well, you know, the defense, he had some issues too. And Rodgers did whatever he wanted. I like the Cardinals. I think Murray and the Cardinals bounce back after a tough loss against the Lions. Murray was terrible.
Yep.
Just made some ridiculous throws. And I don't think the Bengals should be favored. Like, I can't – the Bengals shouldn't – you know, I think that was more what the Eagles couldn't do and Wentz struggling than what – but, you know, they hung in there. But still, I don't think – I think Jacksonville should be favored.
Well, for the record, Arizona opened up 4.5. Yep. They're down to 4, even 3.5 at the Westgate. And Cincy – the opener there, yeah, you're right. That was 2.5. Now that's 3. Total is 45.5. Cleveland plays at Dallas. Dallas on the opener, they were 4.5. They're now 5. I see a 5.5 out there. Total is 56.5 or a 56.
Wow, I agree with the move. I mean, what did the Browns do yesterday? Haskins kept handing
They got
the
five
ball.
Turnovers.
Right, and then deep in his own territory, some of them. Mm-hmm. They were losing that game. No. Fugazi.
I was still not
the Fugazi Browns.
Yep. But a Browns game has 56 because of the Cowboys. Wow.
How about this loser leaves town match? 0-3 Minnesota at 0-3 Houston. I mean, I can't believe it again.
And
you get a .180 from your running back, and you get 175 out of Jefferson, and Thielen has a big game, and you still lose at home with your season on the line.
Right.
God. This is as advertised, this Minnesota defense, as advertised. Can't get any stops.
Houston opener here is 4. If they were 3.5 or 4 at Pittsburgh, didn't cover, don't they need to be more against Minnesota at home?
Yeah.
And the total is 51.5 or 52?
Now I got to channel my Jesse Ventura here, right? Miami in September and October makes Cambodia look like Kansas. I mean, that humidity.
Oh, it'll get you.
This will be tough for Seattle. This is no picnic.
And they're laying 7.
No pick, especially with that defense.
I got news for you.
Yep.
Fitzmagic, he'll look good in this game.
I would agree.
Give me evidence that suggests that he will not have a good game against this team.
7 on the road.
They're laying 7, and a total here is 54.5.
Yeah.
Chargers at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay here, the opener. I thought it was a little bit lower than that. Where are my notes here? Tampa Bay opened up 6.5. Yeah, there you go, against the Chargers. Now 7-45.
And I do like the Steelers. I know that they were down 10 early, but bounced back. Nasty defense. I would trust the Steelers against the Titans. And it's a great story. I mean, still, it's funny. They're 3-0 straight up with 0-3 ATS.
Yeah.
Good bounce back by Gostkowski, who's been phenomenal since the Monday night debacle.
They've won by 2, 3, and 1 point so far in their 3 games.
Yes.
And Tennessee is favored by a point or point and a half. Total here is 47.5. Baltimore open up 13.5 at Washington. That's where they're at right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that one could vary. At the end of the day, that could very easily be 37-10.
Yeah. Here's your two survivors.
Yeah. Rams at home, 11.5 against the Giants.
Good game out here. Bills 2.5 in the Death Star.
Yeah, great game.
It is. Carr again. Where's the pocket awareness? That cost me $2,000, that defensive touchdown. I don't know if that was great New England defense or more about scheme and what the Raiders were doing.
Oh, bad spot for the Raiders so far.
Well, yeah, I understand. Yeah. But still, I mean, these teams that want to throw the ball from their own two. It's like, you know, they're going to unleash hell. These guys are salivating at the – we had a lot of safeties, by the way. These guys are salivating at the chance of getting a safety. Or in the case of the Patriots, a defensive touchdown.
Yep.
Hold on to the ball, Carr.
Chiefs are 7 at home to the Patriots. I have no opinion on that game. That's the right number. I don't see a total. That Bills total, by the way, out here against the Raiders is 49.5. The Sunday night game, boy, I'll tell you, a month ago, this looks sexy.
This is unfortunate.
We get Eagles at, can we flex out? Eagles at 49ers.
Yeah.
It's now up to 6.
Yeah.
Total is 43. And I don't, you know, it's not like the Niners are going to be getting super healthy anytime soon. Yeah. Guys will start to trickle back in a little bit, but, and then the Monday night game, Atlanta at Green Bay, this was, 6 or 6.5, I believe, on the send out. Yeah, 6.5. Now 7, Green Bay. Got news for you. Falcons, they ain't getting stops. Not in that game.
Huh. Maybe they fire Quinn, it could happen.
Yeah, right.
That's
an angle.
He's got to be gone today. When I wake up from my nap tomorrow, or today after the show, it should be, like, that's it. I wake up, Quinn gone. Quinn relieved of duties. He can't survive this. He can't do this every game.
Up next, we have an opening series price for the NBA Finals. But more importantly, Major League Baseball playoff numbers are up. We'll run them down for you coming up next. Hey, hey.
Roland Garros underway. You can earn extra boost this week at Bet Rivers. You get a 20% boost on any single bet every day through October 3rd with a maximum bet of $50. And not only that, you can live stream a number of matches and bet live as you watch the French Open. If you haven't tried live betting on tennis, it's the perfect way to give it a shot. Take advantage of this special offer. And as always, get a $250 match bonus on your first deposit. One-time playthrough on all bonuses. And great customer service at Bet Rivers. They already have the NBA Finals up game one. 217.5 and Lakers laying 5 on Wednesday. Must be 21, playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. All right, they made it. Great job, Manfred. We have the playoffs that start tomorrow. It was a crazy baseball season. Just some numbers here to go over before we get to the playoff series. The Dodgers had the fourth best run differential per game since 1900.
I buy it.
They went 43-17. The Twins went 24-7 at home.
Yep.
Lost two of the three in that final series against the Reds, which shocked me. They almost set the record. The best winning percentage was at home was the 32 Yankees, who went 62-15. Twins played 774 ball at home. The Dodgers went 22-8 on the road. 43-17 was their record. And they got off to that slow start, too.
Yeah.
The Pirates went 5-20 on the road, and the Rangers went 6-24. First time in history, two teams made the playoffs with a losing record, Brewers and Astros.
Yep.
So I
do think every player prop basically went over as well.
Yeah.
Run scored. Freddie Freeman had 51
wow.
to lead. I think that was high 40s. Did you see RBIs?
Abreu smashed it?
Completely flew over.
Yeah, yeah. Home runs, a couple.
Luke Voit had 52, Freeman 53, Ozuna 56, Abreu 60. That total on RBIs, I believe, was 47.5.
Complete game's over. A team won 40, a team lost 40.
Yep.
Number of qualified hitters with a batting average below the Mendoza line of 200, 8.
And stolen bases got there. Mondesi had 24.
Yep.
So
there was another one, too. Reds, Brewers, this was entering Thursday. Reds, Brewers, Yankees, and Rays. Zero sacrifice bunts on the season. They would become the first teams to go an entire season without one. And going into Thursday, there were four. The Reds hit 211. It was going 211 going into the weekend set against the Twins. That would tie the 1906 White Sox for lowest team average in the modern era. They made the playoffs. You're hitting 211?
By the way, they have talent in that lineup.
Right.
Imagine if they could hit how good that team would be.
Yep, and I'll give you another one. And Sean Harris has been Sean's hot, by the way. Guppy Money on Twitter. And he'll have these numbers tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
The White Sox are 14-0 against lefties. Well, the A's have got a couple of lefties.
Oh, they absolutely
You're
do.
You're going to see probably Manaea and Lazaro, maybe. I mean, this 14-0 against lefties for the White Sox. Now, the A's do well against lefties, too. But how about the White Sox? They were the one seed about a week and a half ago.
They're
the seven now.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
The Twins win the division.
So this is going to be a fun exercise. Paulie, you are going in fresh. Good job by PointsBet.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have PointsBet out here in Nevada. Others do across the country. They posted Major League Baseball opening numbers last night. I want your reaction to some of these numbers. National League. Cubs, they're $1.90 against the Marlins. Miami's plus 160.
Not high enough. Like the Cubs.
Cubs need to be about 220 or so.
Yeah.
That was my initial reaction as well.
Number one public team. Huge brand. Cubs fans everywhere. I got that right. They'd win the division. How about the Contreras thing? How good was that with the bat flip?
Oh, my God.
What was that? It was unbelievable. He throws it right up in the air.
That must have been 25 feet in the air.
Then they throw at him. Then guys are kicked out, and then I think the White Sox threw a position player. Then Baez is batting left-handed.
Yeah.
This was T-ball.
Anarchy in baseball, Wally.
Okay, not high enough. Great job by Mattingly. Derek Stevens is live. Derek, put the ticket on Prop Swap. He's got the Marlins to win the World Series and the National League.
Yep.
Yeah, but Urena out. Great story, though. I mean, they clinch with the double play with the bases loaded.
Look at that bat.
Look at how high that is. I can't believe that.
Jesus.
I'm watching. What is that? Throws it right in the air. Old Faithful. You knew they were going to throw at him, too. I can't believe the Cubs were like, wait, what's going on
here? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, okay. Not high. I like the Cubbies.
Okay. Dodgers against the Brewers. Somehow Milwaukee, they sneak in.
Yeah, I know. Dodgers 330.
They're $3, Brewers plus 240.
They're going Walker in game one. Now, this is, listen, they lose game one, their season's on the line, which should be typical Dodgers.
Sure it is.
All the pressure on the Dodgers, but the Brewers with a losing record, they back into the playoffs. I just, this team can mash. Now, Woodruff's good. He was great.
He was so good.
I think it was Saturday. He was awesome and saved their season. But there's so many guys in this lineup that can hit. And then the Brewers, you're going against Buehler and Kershaw, and Kershaw was fantastic.
This will tell you about the Reds, right? With their power rating.
Wow.
Yeah, don't look. Don't look. I want to tell you. Yeah. Everybody else look on the screen, but not you. Braves are minus 125, Reds plus a nickel.
Wow, that's a lot of respect.
That is a ton of respect for Cincy.
Are you ready? Consecutive seasons without winning a postseason round. Reds, 24. Padres, 21. Braves, 18. Twins, 17. This is the something's got to give series.
The Braves, how long?
18. How can that be? They're in it every year.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
So the Twins have been, too. The Twins have had a lot of playoff appearances. But the Braves, check that. Make sure that's right. I couldn't believe they put on MLB Network. I mean, it's got to be true, I guess. But, the Braves.
Remember last year?
They're in it every year, and they choke.
Disgrace against the Cardinals?
Yeah. Something's got to give. That's too much respect for the Reds. They did a great job in Minnesota and down the stretch, but they can't hit.
I was surprised at that number. I thought the Braves would be higher than $1.25. Padres are minus 175 against St. Louis. Cardinals are plus 145.
I like the Cardinals, and I'm concerned about what happens with Clevinger. Yeah. Lamet left the game with an injury.
Yeah, here we go again.
I don't like how they use the bullpen. Tatis struggled in September. I'd have to take the playoff pedigree, the big game experience for the Cardinals, who are always here against the young Friars.
Okay.
I like the Cardinals.
Do you want to guess American League prices, or do you just want me to give them to you?
I'll guess.
Okay. White Sox at the A's.
Oh, boy. Dollar. A's 140.
You're pretty spot on. A's are minus 135. White Sox plus 110.
Okay. Now, what do you do with the Astros? Losing record, can't hit. You got the tweet? You got the tweet on the Astros? I'll give you time for it. I mean, this is... Oh, boy.
So, if this number becomes...
Twins were good at home.
Yes. Paul, put it this way. If this number is available in Las Vegas today, I'm going to probably roll over a majority of my Heat to win the Eastern Conference ticket that came in last night.
Twins 160.
Twins are 120 a point.
How can that be?
120.
Look at this. Look at this now. Astros shame tour. Look at the averages, all these guys, and look what they did this year without the trash cans and the buzzers and all that business. Altuve hit 220. Bregman at 240. Gurriel at 230. Oh, wow.
That person who created the Twitter account was an absolute genius for doing this.
Yep. Look at this one. Fitz sent this over. When you realize you really needed the trash cans.
Yep.
Look at that. Look at the 4 years. Look at that. Look at it.
Funny how it works.
Come on.
And they basically went unpunished. Twins are $1.20. That can't be the right number.
I saw it. I dismissed them because of one book. I just think it's a Mickey Mouse operation, but I saw one book put it up 120. I go, what, 120? And then I see PointsBet came in there as well. I mean, that's too much respect for the Astros. Outside of Greinke, who do you trust in the rotation?
Oh, my God.
The Twins can mash. They're great at home. Yep. And you got Maeda and Barrios. And I can come with Hill out of the bullpen, whatever.
Yep. That will be a play for me, again, if it's available out here. And I believe I'll take some plus money on the White Sox. The Rays are minus 210 against the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Toronto plus 170.
Boy, the Blue Jays missed a big opportunity yesterday. If they would have won, they would have been the five. Yeah. Great story, but I don't see it. What was I going to say? The other thing. Lost my train of thought.
Let me give you Yankees and Indians.
Yeah, okay.
PointsBet has New York minus 135, Indians plus 10 cents.
Cole and Bieber to start? Sign me up in prime time tomorrow? Let's go. Let's rock and roll.
Do you ride the Bieber wave, first five under?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, 11-1. 11-1 the under, first five.
We're going to have an American League playoff game with a total of 6.5 or 7.
Yep.
Has to be with him on the mound. Yep.
Indians. Cardiac kids, too.
I know.
All these games out late. What a turnaround.
Yeah, so my favorite bets on the board would be the Twins minus 120, I would absolutely look at the Braves minus 125, the Cardinals plus 145, and the White Sox plus 110.
I know what I was going to say. The Twins have lost 16 straight playoff games. 16 in a row. 13 to the Yankees. How can that be? They've lost 16 playoff games in a row.
Was their last, don't tell me their last win was like Johan Santana.
Probably right. It's got to be. They haven't won a series since 02.
16 straight playoff losses.
They've lost 16 straight playoff games.
Come on.
16 straight playoff games. Impossible. Good teams.
I mean, they are a better team than the Astros. And at home, they were 24-7, like you said. What is that, 77, 78%? Wow. And then the NBA Finals number is out as well at the Westgate. Jeff Sherman posted Lakers minus 450, Miami Heat plus 375.
Yeah, Moore, I said that's too high. Now, they understand they have a huge liability on the Lakers if they huge. And they win a lot if the Heat win it, and they lose a lot if the Lakers win it. So they came out high 450. It's now 380. I think Circa opened 350. But this is, you know, I know it's a Laker town here, and all the people come from, well, things that went to hell isn't breaking loose. Everyone comes from Southern California. But this, they took out the Bucks in five. They beat the Celtics. They swept Indiana. Who cares that they're a five seed? They're, what are they, 12? They're 12-3 ATS in the playoffs.
Anthony Davis is a top five player in the NBA, but I'll tell you, he's got a hell of a matchup against Bam Adebayo. That kid is the real deal, man.
Oh, was he awesome.
I love him.
Great team.
It's a different player every game for them.
Good job. Riley refused to tank.
Yep.
Full marks.
Yep. Up next, the good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend. And how about a 1-2 team in the NFL that's more than $2 now to win their division?